can't give me a second on the line.
Hello.
Hello, is this Nehemias?
Yes, was it?
Hey, Nehemias, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Everything's good, Ruben. How's everything?
Busy, to be honest. Do you have a few minutes?
Yes, I have.
I just had a few questions. So I wanted to make sure I've got the correct business name here. I've got, is it your exact business name, NN Smart Services Corporation?
Yes, that's correct. NN Smart Services Corporation. Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then do you have a website by any chance?
Yeah, but I have it with across another company.
Gotcha.
Another company is providing me that service.
Gotcha.
I have to give you later.
Okay. And is the business owned by you? I see three people on Secretary of State. Is it owned by you? What's the ownership breakdown of the company?
Yeah, I'm the owner of the company.
Who are the other two people listed? Do they have any shares in the company?
No.
They don't have any shares. Okay.
Yeah, I can you begin, but I did not understand very well because my English is not good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not a problem. I'll go slow. So on your Secretary of State, there's two people listed as officers, Genoy Baez and Eritney Valle Palacios. Do they own any part of the company?
No. They're just workers.
Just workers. Okay. All right. And so the business is about a year, year and a half old, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Almost 2 years.
Okay. And then, in terms of the equipment, you said you currently have a small piece, and then you want to basically get this larger item, correct?
Yeah, the thing is, I have been working in other warehouses, you know, another factory.
Okay.
My brother. And right now we have different contracts, and we're going to grow bigger, you know?
Okay.
That's the reason I'm looking for that machine.
Okay. And are you looking for different vendors, or is this definitely the vendor you want to go with for this machine?
Can you begin, please?
No, not a problem. Are you shopping around for different suppliers, or do you definitely want to go with this machine?
You are my first option.
Okay, and we're just the bank. We're not the vendor.
The vendor. Of the machine?
Yeah.
Did you were working together?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
So we're the bank that finances his customers, but we're a separate company.
The bank? I do not understand what you're saying.
Not a problem. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. We're a financing company. We're a bank. We do loans for businesses. So we're the bank that provides loans for the customers of PB Marble Services, the supplier. I was asking, are you looking at different machines right now, or is this definitely the machine you want to go with?
Yeah, I prefer that machine because it's the one that is going to satisfy my, you know, the kind of work that I'm planning to do with for the contracts that I have right now.
Okay. And are you familiar with credit scores or no?
Yeah, my credit score is 680, 668, no less, no more.
So, Mike, we pulled your credit. It's actually, what I want to do is I just want to walk you through the process. And are you driving right now or no?
Yeah, I'm driving right now.
Okay, so I know sometimes the connection's kind of bad. So if we get cut off, just feel free to give me a ring back, or I'm here to answer any questions. So right now your credit score of Experian is a 606.
Right.
A 606.
606?
Uh-huh.
Did you check already?
Yes.
Okay, if you said, because I don't have any access right now. It's quite great, but if you can call me later, I can send you a text of the three bureaus.
That's not my biggest concern. What I want to do is I want to walk through the programs and kind of tell you how these products work and see if this is going to be a good fit for your business, okay?
Okay.
So when we do, have you ever done a business loan before?
Repeat again, please.
Have you ever done a business loan before?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What kind of business loans have you done previously?
You said business loan.
Yes. Have you ever done a business loan before?
Oh, like we're doing right now.
Yes, or any other type of business loan.
Right.
Have you done one before, or is this your first time?
No, not like this.
Okay, not a problem. So let me walk you through it, and feel free to ask me any questions throughout the process. I'm here to help. So the loans for businesses are going to be based on three basic factors. They're very different than like a car loan, because a car loan, you know, that's the best type of collateral. If you don't pay that car, they come take the car and they resell it. Whereas this equipment really doesn't have that secondary value if there's payment issues. So we look at three basic factors. We look at time in business. There's three categories for time in business. There's 0 to 2 years, 2 years to 5 years, and 5 years and above. That's anything under 2 years is considered as new business. There's also credit, looking at the overall credit of the business and the person. And there also is the overall cash flow. What I want to do is kind of go over numbers that are realistic. So in terms of a new business, you will be able to qualify potentially for a loan. But my concern is that this machine is $90,000, correct?
It's almost $90,000. I didn't do any business with a manufacturer yet because I think they are going to give me a lower price. But it's going to be like 80 something, you know?
Understood. So the thing is this. With the new business loans, they're often hard to qualify for anything of this dollar amount. So here's my kind of thoughts. You might be able to qualify, but if your file submitted for $90,000, it's going to be very hard to qualify for a newer business this loan amount. Is there another machine? There'd be a few ways to look at that. Is there another machine that could help you out, and or could you put money down on this deal?
Right. In case you, I use some cash, like a down payment, how much that could be possible?
Well, here's kind of my thought. There's two things that I need to do. The first thing is, and is the lady who emailed me, Genoa, is she the one that does your accounting?
Repeat again, please.
The person who emailed me, does she do your accounting?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send her an email. I'm going to need something to verify that you own the business. So I'm going to ask her to email me the tax return, because that will verify you own the business. Because if we submit the file without proof of verification, they're going to ask for the two other people to sign, and you don't want them to sign, correct?
No.
Correct. So I'm going to email her and ask her to send me over the tax return for the business just to verify you're the sole owner. The second thing is, in terms of qualification, I think the best way to do this is to get you qualified for a loan for the max amount. Based on my experience, I think you could probably qualify for something in the range of $20,000 to potentially $45,000. That'd kind of be the high end. How much money can you put down on this transaction?
How much? $20,000 could be possible without problem.
Okay, so give me a second. Da, da, da. Bear with me. Yeah, because the thing online on the Secretary of State, it actually doesn't show what the ownership breakdown is, but the tax return will. So that will help us out. So here's the challenge, Nehemias. The machine you're looking for, it's a CNC, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so here's the challenge. If the machine is, say, $85,000, let's just say it's even $80,000, and right. And let's say you put $20,000 down, so then you're at $60,000. The whole issue is that qualifying for the loan, if you can only qualify for $20,000 to $45,000, let's say I'll do my best here, but let's say best case scenario it's $45,000, that will still leave you a gap. So if even if we're able to approve, if Cardiff's able to approve $45,000, and you put $20,000 down, that only gets us to $65,000, and the machine costs $85,000. That's my concern here.
Right. In that case, what do you recommend?
Here's my professional recommendation. Your business is almost 2 years old. Your credit has a few dings on it, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to get your file submitted. I think that this machine is a great machine, and I understand the motivation behind getting a CNC machine, but even if you had an 800 credit score, I would just tell you the accurate numbers. It might be more important if you can't qualify for a larger machine. It might be better for you to qualify for a somewhat smaller machine. That'd be my thought. It might be, you know, better for you to get a bridge saw. I mean, I guess the question I'd ask is, what are you getting this machine for? Is it to fabricate? Is it to cut? Is it to polish? What does the machine do?
That machine do almost everything, and that's exactly what I wanted. For the competency that I have in my town, that's gonna make me win, you know. Because the thing is, we rent the machine too, you know.
You're renting a machine right now?
Not exactly a rent. I provide that service to people who do the same thing that I do, you know. I have people working on the machine, and they pay for the manufacturer or their, but it's not, they're kind of tops, you know.
Yes.
And there are a lot of machines, like the one you told me, a bridge machine, a bridge saw. But if I can get the CNC, I know how to operate that machine, you know. I have people to do that. And in that case, I can do something that the rest of the competency, they cannot do it with the machine that they already have. It. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That is actually one of the advantages that I want to take from that machine.
Gotcha.
And your recommendation for that machine, for the CNC, what do you think realistically I can do to get it with a core credit that I have?
It's not about your credit. So even if your credit's not really bad, you've got like a big medical collection against you. That's not the issue to me. That's not the issue. The issue is that you're basically, if you try to borrow and I'm going to do my best to see if I can qualify you, but if you borrow $90,000, that is equal to almost 40% of your gross sales. And that's the whole challenge unto itself, that combined with a new business. So my whole thought is that, and I've had this conversation a long time, is there's a few ways to look at it. The first way is, it really depends on the urgency. So is this equipment going to your current location, or is this going to a new location? Where would this equipment be located?
It's gonna be in the location that I have right now. I'm ready with a warehouse to install the machine in that warehouse.
Gotcha.
I already have that warehouse ready for that machine. I'm not gonna look for any warehouse or something like that, you know.
Okay.
I have it. A copy of the lease and everything. You're gonna be, everything is in order by that side.
Okay. And by the way, I'm sending an email to Genoi right now to ask for that tax return. Okay.
Okay.
So what? Here's my. Let's take a look at this. Give me a second. And here's the other question. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And I'm just going to ask you, and there's no wrong answer. There's a few different factors here: credit, cash flow, overall sales. Your credit, like I said, it's not bad. You have a collection against you, but you're not a homeowner, right?
No.
Do you have anyone additional that you'd the way that our loans work, it doesn't go under personal credit. So if you get a loan from us, the loan doesn't show up on your personal credit report. You're just a signer. It shows up only on the business credit. So it doesn't show, the monthly payment won't show up on the credit report of any signers. Can you add any signers? Anyone else associated with a business or a wife, someone that has strong credit? Do you want to add them to the file? That might be a good idea as well.
Do you think that's going to work? That's going to help us?
Yeah, absolutely. If someone had really good credit, adding to them the file could always help. Absolutely.
All right. That could be a possibility that I can afford.
What I'm going to do is this. I sent an email over to Janoy, but I'll send her over the credit application. So if she wants to add on an additional signer, and I'll just put the instructions, you just put their name, their social, and their date in the middle, so we get this rolling for you.
All right. In that case, that's going to be the solution, or we are going to need something else?
It's not me selling you. I'm not here as a salesperson. I'm saying it could help. I'm saying if we have an additional signer, it can always help. It's not like the underwriters here, they're not thinking of things just in a box, but I've had a lot of success when someone comes in and they might not qualify, but they have someone that has really good credit. Sometimes the underwriter will say, hey, you know what? This person, they've added something. It's kind of a give and take. They've added someone to the file. It can always help you. Absolutely. It can't be a guarantee, but it can always help. I think it's definitely worth trying.
Right. The other option could be if I give you more money in cash, like 30% or 40% of the value of the machine, is that going to work or not?
It could help, absolutely. Who would your co-signer be, by the way, out of curiosity?
My co-signer?
Yeah, who would that be?
Who would that be? It's going to be a general contractor.
It's going to be what?
It's a person with a nice credit.
And they're related to the business?
No, it's not going to be related, but I think that's not going to be a problem. In case the thing is, I want that option like the last option in my hands, you know?
Okay, so let me do this. Let's do this. Let's see what we can qualify you for. How about you get me the tax return? Ask them to get me that tax return, and then I'll let you know what I can do.
Right. You said the tax ID?
What?
You said, can you repeat again? I didn't hear you very well.
Your tax ID? I'm sorry. If they can send me that tax return, that will verify the ownership. That's all I need.
The tax return or that person or you're talking about the business tax return or the personal tax return?
The business. I just need the business tax return, and I sent an email to Janoy. That's all I need, not the personal.
Okay. All right. You need it from my company?
Correct.
I can send it to you. That's not a problem. And what else?
That's it.
That's it. Perfect. I'm going to send it to you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. It's Ruben, right? Ruben.
Yeah,
right?
It's Ruben. It's Ruben, correct.
Okay, Ruben. Thank you very much.
You got it, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.